Hello.
Hi, Miss Lavender.
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Miss Lavender. This is Adrian calling from a recorded line in regards to your interest in the Depot Provera lawsuit. Again, I just want to follow up with you. Is this a better time to reach you?
Yeah, this is a good time. I set this time aside especially for you. I'm at work, but I'm finna take my break right now so that I can conduct this phone call and be done with this matter.
Okay, and I'll try to do it as quickly as possible, too, so you can go straight back to work, okay? So,
okay.
And this, again, is in regards to the Depot Provera lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
And, again, I just want to go ahead and confirm. I'm calling from a recorded line in regards to your interest in the lawsuit, and... let me know when you're ready so we can go ahead and start here with the intake form.
Okay, give me a second.
No worries.
Have a good day, Kim. Okay. All right. Have a good day. Okay, you can go ahead.
And Ms. Lavender, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
And who's filing this claim, yourself?
Me.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depot Provera for at least 1 year, yes or no?
Yes.
And what is the date of your diagnosis?
The date of I started taking Depot Provera in 2013. I started taking it in 2013. When did they tell me I started having symptoms in 2018? July 21st, to be exact.
Okay, so July 1st of 2018?
July 21st.
Oh, July 21st of 2018, is that correct?
To be exact.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. So I have 7/21/18. Is that correct?
Correct.
And what is your date of birth?
9/20/88.
I have 9/20/1988. And do you know anyone else who was injured due to Depot Provera?
Yes.
You do? And that was diagnosed with meningioma as well?
Yes.
And who would that be if you don't mind me asking?
I got two other friends, but I'm not sure if they want their information disclosed, so I would rather not name their names. But I have two other girlfriends.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and, at the end of the call, I'll go ahead and give you my direct line, so that way you can go ahead and pass it over, and I can go ahead and see if they qualify for the Depot Provera lawsuit as well, so hopefully they could receive a settlement as well. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
And so for now, I'll just put no, and then I'll go ahead and give, since you don't want to give me their information, I'll go ahead and give you my direct line, so that way you can go ahead and give it to them if they want to go ahead and proceed.
Okay.
And then... did you consume / use the brand injectable contraceptive Depot Provera, yes or no?
Can you say that again?
Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depot Provera? Depot Provera?
Yes.
Sorry?
Long-term birth control, yes.
Yes. And did you or a loved one use the name brand Depot Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year, yes or no?
I use Depo Provera P. Pfizer for a lot of years, yes.
Okay. So, yeah, so is that a yes?
Yes.
And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum, yes or no?
Yes.
Can you confirm you had at least 4 injections?
I had 20 shots.
Okay, so can you confirm you had at least 4 injections, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you for that confirmation. And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
And what was your usage start date? When did you start using Depo Provera?
I start using Depo Provera May 2013.
Do you remember the day by any chance, or that's okay if you don't?
Not at this very moment, the exact date.
No worries. So an approximate, your best estimate of when you started using it is May 1st of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
And approximately when did you stop?
I stopped using it in 2018.
Okay. And do you remember the month? Do you remember if it was winter, Christmas time?
It was summer, July.
July? Okay. So approximately July 1st of 2018 is when you stopped. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. I have 7/1/18. And your main injury or medical problem, you said you were diagnosed with meningioma. Is that correct?
Correct.
And can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And your marital status?
Single.
And can you get your first and last name from me, please?
Shelly Lavender.
And is that Shellie?
Correct.
And Lavender is Lavender.
Correct.
Thank you for that confirmation, Ms. Lavender. And then, do you have a suffix in your name by any chance? Junior, senior, second, the third?
No, I just have a middle initial, M, as
you
in
said,
Monique.
Okay, so that's your middle name, Monique?
Yes.
And is that Monique?
I.
Monique.
Yep.
Okay, so I instead of the E.
Yeah.
So, okay. And I have Monique, Monique, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And then can I get your social security number, please?
My social security number is 322-82-8350.
I have 322-82-8350. Is that correct?
Correct.
And what's a primary contact email?
Shelly Lavender, my first and last name.
Mm-hmm.
The number 0. At Gmail.
I have Shelly Lavender, your first and last name, Shellie, Lavender, Lavender, 0@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
And a primary phone number?
77.
Go ahead.
773-537-8693.
Perfect. And that's the number I called here today, correct?
Correct.
537-8693. I have 773-537-8693. And is this a mobile phone number?
Correct.
And the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon.
Afternoon. And what is your full address?
actual address right now at this very moment is my mailing address is 3722 South Indiana, in Chicago, Illinois, 60653.
So this is the address where you're currently staying at, correct?
Yeah, that's a shelter address. I'm getting ready to move.
Okay, but this is where you're currently at right now, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I have 3722 South Indiana Avenue in Chicago, County of Cook County, the state of Illinois, and the zip code is 60653. Is that correct?
Correct.
And what was your diagnosing doctor's name?
The doctor that diagnosed me, what is your doctor name? The doctor that diagnosed me was Dr. Tyler Kosky, I believe.
You said it was Dr.
Tyler Kosky? Is that how you say his name? Dr. Tyler Kosky?
I mean, I could try to find his name through the doctors of where he worked. Do you remember the facility name of where he worked?
You said what doctor diagnosed me, right?
Yes, correct.
Right, with no deal. Right, Dr. That's his name. That's his name.
Dr. Tyler, do you know how to spell his last name by any chance?
How do you spell this doctor name? Give me a second. All the cancer is gone, but I just have to remember. This is...
No worries. Do you remember what the facility name was?
The facility where I got my medicine from, or the facility where I got my procedure done?
The facility where you got diagnosed at, where Dr. Tyler Kosky is.
It's Kosti. Tyler, TYLER.
And his last name is KOSAI?
KOSK, as in kite?
Yes.
Yes, KOSKI.
Kosky, okay. KOSKI.
Yes.
And K as in Kyle, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. So I have Tyler Kosky. And then the diagnosing facility name where he diagnosed you. Do you know the facility name? The hospital.
The hospital I was at, I know I was there for 6 days, Northwestern.
It was called Northwestern?
Memorial Hospital.
I have Northwestern Memorial Hospital, and the address, would it be 251 East Huron Street, Chicago, Illinois, 6611, 60611 as a zip code? Does that sound about right, Ms. Lavender? Hello, Ms. Lavender, can you hear me? Hello, Ms. Lavender. I think it cut off, but I still have you on the line. I just can't hear you. I don't know if you accidentally put me on mute. Hello, Ms. Lavender. Hello, Ms. Lavender. Can you hear me? I still have everything saved here. I'm just going to go.